This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Boston has a new police commissioner. His name, Michael Cox, currently police chief for the Ann Arbor Police Department in Michigan, but he's most known here for decades of tenacity in the Boston Police Department.
I have dedicated my life to making sure that, you know, both the Boston Police Department and, you know, policing in general has grown and learned from the experiences, you know, at least that I went through way back when.
Some of the first words we heard from Cox following the announcement of his new position yesterday. And we should note the city won't be making Cox available for interviews until after he takes office in August. But joining us now, WBUR senior correspondent Deb Becker, who's been covering this for the station. Deb, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So there's an underlying remarkable story here. Deb, tell us who Michael Cox is.
Well, he's 57 years old, grew up in Roxbury. He spent about three decades with the Boston Police Department in various capacities, including rising to supervisory roles before he left in 2019 to become the chief in Ann Arbor. And Cox really is well known for a civil rights lawsuit that he filed over a 1995 beating by fellow officers. And then the subsequent cover-up of that beating. He was brutally beaten. He was out of work for months with head injuries, kidney damage. And several officers who were present that night later said they didn't even see the attack. Cox was responding to a call with a bunch of other officers. He was working as a plainclothes detective at the time. And when he chased a suspect over a fence, someone grabbed him from behind, and he was beaten by a group of officers. And no one accepted responsibility for that. Cox said he was threatened when he wanted to come forward. His tires were slashed. And eventually, the city settled that lawsuit for more than $1 million. Cox says since he has dedicated his life to trying to improve policing, which he says has gotten better since the 1990s.
And it's worth underscoring, he stayed. That was 95. He didn't leave the force to go to Ann Arbor till 2019.
That's right. That's right. He left in 2019 and got the job in Ann Arbor, a much smaller police department. And at the time, he said part of the reason he left was his son was in Michigan. And and he was there for just a short time. And now this is really a triumphant homecoming for him.
So why come back and why him? You know, do we know anything else about who the other finalists were, et cetera?
Well, the city has said there were four finalists. They haven't identified them. In announcing Cox's appointment yesterday, Mayor Wu said that Michael Cox is someone who understands Boston, the police department, and someone who brings a fresh perspective. He's highly regarded. He's described as soft-spoken, but a leader with integrity. And basically, he's widely praised. I spoke with several people yesterday, clergy, officials, police officers, activists, and members of police unions. Larry Calderon, who's president of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, told me that some of the challenges that Cox is going to face include low staffing levels and morale within the department. But Calderon says that the association believes that Cox is a good choice. This is what he said.
He has the experience. He was a member of the BPD for years. He rose up to superintendent. He understands the challenges that I think he's going to face coming back here from a staffing and a unification standpoint. But he definitely understands what community policing is because he's a member of it. So the expectations are high, and we look forward to working with him. Can't wait till he gets here in August and be able to sit down and have a conversation.
And Tiziana, I also spoke with, as I said, some activists. And activist Jamal Crawford says that Cox's history is unique and allows him to deeply understand some of the cultural history of Boston policing. But Crawford, who I should point out was on the city's police reform task force, says that Cox has many qualifications or, quote, he checks several boxes. But for him, Crawford says it's not clear whether Cox will strongly advocate for changes.
The one column, the checkbox for me that does not work out is, have you been an active champion for justice, given that you too were a victim of the same system that much of the community has complained about?
So, Deb, by any measure, Michael Cox will step into a really challenging job. The Boston Police Department has had its share of troubles, from the way they handled protesters over the killing of George Floyd to keeping an officer on staff despite child sex abuse claims. That's Patrick Rose. Short-lived appointment of Commissioner Dennis White, who was later fired over domestic violence allegations, overtime pay scandals. What is he dealing with here? What's the job?
Right. It's a huge job, and it's one that there aren't many long-timers who've stayed in it. But the Patrolmen's Union, as we mentioned, said the immediate challenges are staffing and morale. The union says the department needs hundreds more officers, and says because of the low staffing levels right now, officers are working a lot of overtime. They're often not sure of their schedules because they have to cover multiple shifts. So morale is really bad. And you know, the department has certainly had its share of controversies, as you point out. Cox said yesterday, you know, while not giving a ton of details, because he says he has to review things and get into things again after being away for 3 years, but he did say that he looks forward to professionalizing the department, rebuilding relationships and trust, especially in communities of color. He also pointed out, and he's known for this, he's a strong advocate of community policing, and he said the Boston Police Department desperately needs a leader after so long without a permanent commissioner.
Yeah, and let's just briefly, Deb, close that for us, right? This is the closing of a chapter, almost 18 months without a permanent commissioner.
Right. So, and this basically started when Commissioner Willie Gross abruptly announced that he was retiring in early 2021. And then Mayor Marty Walsh appointed Dennis White as commissioner. And as you said, he had the job for just a few days before domestic violence allegations surfaced, and he was terminated. Greg Long has served as acting commissioner since February of last year. He said he didn't want the job permanently. So after Mayor Wu took office, she formed a search committee for the new commissioner at the beginning of this year, which culminated in this choice of Michael Cox.
All right. Deborah Becker is senior correspondent here at WBUR. Deb, thanks as always for coming on.
You're welcome.
So when Mayor Michelle Wu announced Michael Cox as the next police commissioner, she did so in a spot of some significance.
It has taken us a long time to get here as a city, to a day when a young boy growing up in Roxbury, playing here in this very park, could rise up in the ranks serving his community, gain important leadership experience in another city, then return home to become the next commissioner for the Boston Police Department.
Wu was speaking at the Gertrude House Playground in Roxbury, where our next guest says both he and Cox used to play as kids. We're joined in studio now by Larry Ellison, former president of the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers and a detective in the department. Detective, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
So what was your reaction when you heard the news?
Kind of surprised, because I didn't even know he had been in the running for the job. So it was took me completely by surprise that he was going to be the next police commissioner.
And did it feel like a good choice to you?
It did. I think he's very uniquely qualified to fill the role. And I think a lot of that has more to do with his capabilities than the incident that happened with him in 1995. I think a lot of emphasis has been placed on what happened to him. But I think that uniquely qualifies him with all of the other skill sets that he brings to the table, his leadership, his management, him being a chief out in Ann Arbor. But more importantly, his values as a family man. You know, I grew up with him and his family. His family had been in that neighborhood probably before I moved in. And I lived there for 17 years. And even after I moved out with my family, he and his family still lived there. And he lived there. His grandmother owned a home directly across the street from that park. So I know it was probably very emotional for him. And I didn't know who the commissioner was going to be, but when they named the park, I said, it's got to be Michael Cox.
You knew right away.
I knew right away.
Even though you didn't know he was in the mix.
Didn't even know his name had been mentioned, but once they named the park, I knew it was going to be him.
So Detective Larry Ellison, who's with the Boston Police Department, he's here. We're talking about the new Boston Police Commissioner, Michael Cox. It's really striking. We don't often get to speak with someone on the force in detail about the traits, the characteristics, the skills that they think are necessary in this moment. I noted that you highlighted administrative skills and family commitment. The bio part we'll come back to, but tell us a little bit more about what you need to be able to do to be good at this job.
Well, I think, like I said, he brings all those skill sets with him. Accountability. I think, you know, the incident in 1995, I think it prepared him more about the accountability and holding people accountable, because he saw it firsthand how even something that's written in a police report doesn't always explain what really happened. So I think he'd be a little bit more hesitant to just take things on face value, as some might be, because having that. So I think that's a skill set that he brings as well. But again, going back to, you know, his family values, you know, he's someone that is deep instilled. I watched him growing up, and I mean, he came a dad, a husband. Just the time he spent with his family, traveling around with them, to looking at different schools, and when his son went away to school in Ann Arbor, that's one of the reasons why he went out there. He had another son who played professional football for a couple of years for the New York Giants, which most people don't know.
I did not know.
And he would travel and support them. So that, I think, shows his commitment to things, to family. And I think that skill set sometimes gets lost, but I think that prepares you more because he's committed. He shows once he's committed to something, he will be there. And
what does that signal to officers?
I think it signals, one, because like you said, for 18 months, it's been the uncertainty who was going to be running and leading the police department. Now there's that stability that people have been looking for. We finally know who that individual is. And now it will be him putting together his team and his mission, how he wants the police department to going forward.
So I'm going to play a little bit more sound. This is him yesterday at the press conference announcing his appointment.
I chose to stay because I believe in policing in a community-friendly way. And I know the men and women that I work with believe in that same thing, too. And the reality is, me leaving was not going to help.
So one of the big looming questions as the city was going through this search, Detective Ellison, was somebody from the outside, somebody from the inside. Well, of course, you get a bit of both here,
because
Cox was gone for 3 years, but really 30 years in the department versus 3 years on the outside. Clearly a love and passion for the department. Can and will he be clear-eyed? And what's possible and harder with that kind of transparent love and passion for this department?
Well, as you alluded to earlier, he's very quiet spoken, but I don't think people should confuse that for him not being someone who can lead. I think people, because Michael Cox is the type of person that if he was in the room, he'd be in the back, not because he didn't want to participate, but he was taking it all in. Mm. And then he would assess the situation. That's how he operates. So he's a good listener. And I think that's very good qualities in a leader, someone who will listen. But he's also someone who can take constructive criticism in a way that I haven't seen a lot of leaders able to do.
Do you have an example of that? Have you seen that in action?
He and I have had some very frank conversations when I was president of MAMLEO, just about indifferences of stuff. And then we could have those conversations, disagree on some of them, but then come back and work on the things that we could agree on. And that's the sign, in my opinion, of a good leader, is that we were able to get things done. Because then some folks, when you have those conversations and they totally don't agree, It's like your persona non grata from there on. So he does have that skill set, and that's what's needed right now, because he'll be the first Boston police commissioner, and not just Boston but across the state, that will be dealing with the new reforms in the post. And this is an era where Boston in the past would have kind of the final say, other than legal challenges to things that they did. There's oversight now that he will be dealing with as the first Boston police commissioner that has not been in place before.
And POST stands for Police Officers Standards and Training.
Right, which I serve as one of the commissioners on.
So we heard that sound Deb Becker gave us from activist Jamal Crawford. What about, as somebody who was with the force for 30 years, mm-hmm. during a tough time, we laid out the litany earlier. What about credibility with community members?
Well, that's a fair question and a fair assessment that Jamal brought up. But I think if you go back, you know, when Michael was in Ann Arbor, there was an article that came out and he addressed a lot of that. I think it was finally him kind of cleansing his soul and letting people know how that really, because he had been very quiet about that and not outspoken about it. But he then finally
about the beating
from 1995. He then laid it out in that article and he talked about it in more frank terms than I've ever heard him speak, and more he spoke publicly about that matter. So I think by doing that, I think he's ready to, you know, he's going to have to deal with that. He's going to get conversations with that a lot, but I think he's ready to move past that. I think he's also ready to lead in a way that this department has needed for quite some time.
And will he be visible? You've talked about him standing in the back of the room. You know, I think about Commissioner Gross. Mm-hmm. I think about Commissioner Billy Evans before that, both known for being really present and visible. Do you expect that? And is there a charisma needed there that he's got?
He definitely has that charisma, but I also think he has that ability to also mentor others, right? I think he's willing to share that spotlight. I think he wants to make sure that the people around him are just as visible as he is. He's one person, the police commissioner. So I think he'll put together a team that if they're out there representing him, it would be as if he was there, because he cannot be everywhere. So I think that will be key in watching him put together his team.
So you're the former head of the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers. He is a man of color. How important in this moment was it that this commissioner be a person of color?
I think it was very important for the community who was expecting someone of that. Matter of fact, he was a member of the association his whole time here as a member of the Minority Police Association. So he always had been a member and an active member as well. But for the community, I think it signals that the mayor had listened to what they were asking for, was someone who was from the community that looked like the community, that is underserved in their opinion when it comes to these type of issues, and that she addressed that with them.
All right. Detective Larry Ellison is with the Boston Police Department, former president of the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers. Great to have you in the studio. Thanks
it's great
for
to see
in.
You. We've talked so much. It's nice to be in studio.
I know,
with you
face
as well.
To face for the first time.